Welcome to Shollycast, the podcast all about Lolly and Shota. Shollycast is hosted by me, Hydro, and my co-host, Dr. X. We're also known as Team CyberHex and are the developers of In Sexual Awakening 1 and 2. In Sexual Awakening is a straight Shota visual novel series with incest, lollies, MILFs, onesans, and even a femboy character in Sexual Awakening 2. If you'd like to support us, the best way to do so is via our Fanbox or Subscribestar. But if you're having trouble accessing our Subscribestar, then support us on Fanbox and follow our instructions on how to access our content posts on Subscribestar. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to Shollycast, everyone. Once again, you're joined by Hydro and Dr. X, my co-host. And for this episode, we are joined by Sori. Welcome, Sori.
Hi.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Thanks.
Tell us a little about what you create. You're an artist, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm an artist. I'm a lolly artist.
And how long have you been doing lolly art?
Something like for 10 months, around this. It's kind of something new, yeah.
Oh, so you kind of just started jumping into, you're not even like a year under your belt.
Yeah. Before, I was drawing just like for myself without posting stuff. But I founded Barack, ETF, and started to post stuff because it's cool.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm glad you found a place where you can post your art. So that way everybody can see it and can share it. That's the reason why Barag and ATF are so great for lolly artists and Shota artists.
So why did you start drawing lolly in the first place? Like, what motivated you to do it?
I don't know. I'm in general love lolly arts. And I also know that I can draw, and I can draw really cool. So I decided to draw lollies. It's not hard. It's cool. It's chill. I like it. Why not?
That's a good reason, yeah. And you've been doing pretty well, I think. Your art looks really good. And you have a lolly OC who's totally not you as a lolly.
Yeah.
And and you've even been streaming on Pomp. Is that right?
Yeah.
So sometimes you'll be drawing your art there. Is that right?
Yeah. When I have like free time and I have enough energy, I'm streaming.
And do you usually just like drawing your OC, or do you ever draw fan art?
I draw like 3 fan arts in general. It's for other artists because I'm trying to find other artists to become friends with them to draw together. So sometimes I draw for them because they're cool. Basically, usually I'm drawing only my small Suri. I call her small Suri, little Suri. But if I'm in a different mood, I can just go stylish lollies, because stylish is cool. Slay.
Lollies, I do like your OC's outfit. I think it's very stylish.
I'm actually about to change it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
About something more grunge. Her sundress is cool, cute, but it's too simple, and I don't like it. I would like to make for her jacket and change style of her dress and color. It's anywhere gonna be pink, but I don't know, like rose color or baby pink, something like this.
Oh, so you're giving her like an upgrade to her outfit. Nice.
Yeah, because the first time when I was drawing her, I was so fucking lost. I was like, oh my god, what should she wear? I don't know. Here's the dress for you, girl. Wear something.
Well, sometimes it's best to start off simple with an OC design, right? Especially with like their clothing or their outfit. Because then once you feel comfortable drawing them, you suddenly think, you know what? I want to give them like a little more, and then you can add on to it. I think it's probably harder when you make a really complicated or lots and lots of like clothing for the OC, and then you're just like, oh man, and now if I make it too simple, it's gonna look too basic.
Yeah, it's the too for real.
How long have you been drawing them prior to going on Brog and starting to post?
Like in my sketchbook just for myself?
Yeah, like you said you liked to draw for yourself. So how long have you been doing that? Like just for fun for yourself?
Ooh. A few years. I started to draw like since I was 12, and I checked my sketchbook like a few days ago, and I saw, yeah, I was drawing a lot of lollies, a lot of anime lollies. I'm also had my other OC, so like a lot of years already.
And was that around the time you started getting into lolly in the first place? So did you start drawing lollies shortly after you got into it?
Basically, I started draw lollies after I become big fan of anime, but like this level of arts that I'm making right now, it's after founding people on ETF. They was telling me go post arts draw, and I was like, all right, I will.
are there any particular like lollies in anime, like any lolly characters in anime that inspired you to like really start focusing more on like the lolly look and design?
No, I was big fan of anime before when I was teenager. No, I almost don't watch anime like at all. Big inspo for me right now, it's just silly games for girls when you can customize your character and this looks cool, and I'm just like, yeah, this looks cool, I will draw it.
I see.
So what were the games you were talking about, the girly games?
Oh, let me see. Ever Skies.
Oh, okay, I think I've heard of that. Yeah, is that a new one, or how long has that been around?
Ooh, it's really old game.
Oh, I must be thinking of a different game that had the word skies in it then. But that's cool. So does it allow you to kind of really customize the exact, like all the outfits and look of like a lolly character, basically?
It's not looks like lolly. It looks like teenager girl. But anyway, you can find a lot of inspo on this game because other people posting their characters and they look cool. It's how I'm created, like, one of my arts with, I guess it's Thai girl. I think she's Thai. So I made one art, just random Thai lolly, and she looks super cool, super stylish. She looked like this because I saw someone created something similar to this, and I was like, oh my god, it's cool, it's beautiful, I need to draw it.
Nice. So it's like that game then, like, really gives you a source of inspiration for outfits.
Yeah.
And clothing. Nice.
Yeah.
That can be really useful, you know, when you think about it, because you know how sometimes you might be trying to look up a reference somewhere for, especially with outfits, right? And you can't find anything. And you're like, oh, man, if only I could like change something here and customize something there. And then you find a game where, you know, like Everskies, where people can put all different kinds of combination of clothing and stuff, and then just like, oh, perfect, this is exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's so amazing.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Dr. X just posted a picture of kind of like how you can customize the outfit. That's cool.
So it's like a mobile game.
Yeah, but you can download it as mobile game, but also you can open this like as a website on your PC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the styling of this game reminds me a lot of Bratz.
I was about to say that, especially with the lips. Yeah.
Yeah, bigger lips.
It's very similar. It must have taken inspiration from it. Had to have.
Probably.
Yeah.
But you're right about the, I mean, this is like a really big range of different outfits. I noticed quite a few of them lean into kind of the more the goth punkish look, which is a cool look. It's a very neat look. And you were saying that that's kind of what you were trying to lean more into for your new outfit for your OC.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think with the original outfit with the cross, I think it was leaning a little bit into it from the beginning.
Yeah, it looked like it.
She will always have cross, because I have cross. I like it.
Now, is it just a fashion thing for you?
Yeah. It's basically a fashion thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Dacross is definitely a lot and appears a lot in like more gothic or like scene or emo looking outfits, I've noticed. And Hyder, you're right that a lot of these are like very, very goth or even punk focused, which is interesting because I think the game has a greater variety of outfits that you would normally see or expect in a game for, I guess, girls. Because the stereotype is that it'd be like, it all would be just like frilly stuff that's in all pink and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. But I'm glad this game like really goes for being able to really, I mean, you can really change like a ton of different aspects. It looks like, I mean, even the, even like the belts for all the different outfits I'm seeing on this, that they're all like either positioned differently or like different sizes and different, like there's even like different layers of belts. Like that's pretty detailed when you're getting into that level.
So do you think that if you would ever design another OC, would probably use Eversky as inspiration?
Yes.
If you do make like an OC, or even if you look at your own OC, have you ever thought about like coming up with like a variety of different outfits to like give her, and like she'd almost be like in like a fashion show, kind of like every week or like every, you know, every couple days you like draw her in like a different outfit. That could be cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this, and honestly, it's such a hard work. I already have ideas for her, like for like sport clothes, casual, for party, for winter, and for summer.
Oh, nice. That would be cool because you could maybe like you could reveal like the different outfits during the different times of the year, right? Like the winter outfit could be revealed, and maybe you could like even draw her in the winter outfit like for winter, and then once it turns into like spring, then you change to the spring outfit. There's a lot of different cool things you can do with outfits. You know, it's kind of like that, you know, the Dandadan anime we've been watching, Dr. X, where that one character, Momo, she like wears all different outfits, and it's kind of cool to see that when like a character changes their outfits all the time.
And I think it was a good contrast to the other characters, because the other characters are more regular, consistent, or even plain with their outfits, so it was a good way to differentiate that character from the other characters.
Yeah, it is. And so I totally know what you're saying, sorry, when it comes to how difficult it is to draw different outfits, well, especially ones that lean more into the punk and goth and emo, because they tend to have tons of like studded leather and belts. Lots of like crazy like striped patterns and the crazy jackets and stuff. So I mean, I always was really fascinated by like the punk and goth scene when I was growing up, like in high school and stuff, because it was pretty big time during that time period.
Remember MySpace? Tons emo scene girls on MySpace.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I miss those girls. I miss that time.
Yeah, I guess it's not really in as popular now, that kind of fashion. There's still people who do it, but it's not quite as popular as back then. I'm trying to think of like all the popular like emo bands back then. I think there's My Chemical Romance was a big one.
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy was a big one.
I'm actually the old emo girl. She looks extra cute, but I can't find time to post her. So sad. It's so sad.
Well, you need to find time so that you can post her, because everybody will love seeing the emo girl. Emo Lolly girl is always amazing. Like, well, have you ever seen, I bet I know a character you would like, a Lolly character in terms of her outfit and design, would probably be Marnie from Pokemon Sword and Shield. Have you ever seen that character?
No.
You probably would like her outfit. It like, even though she does kind of have like a little bit of a, it's not like a bright pink, but it's kind of like a pale, almost like a pastel kind of pink, like undershirt, but then she's got, oh yeah, Dr. X is probably going to post a picture of her. That's what Marnie looks like in the podcast chat channel. But you can see how she leans into that kind of that punk kind of look. And Dr. X and I both are huge fans of her in the game. She's really great.
I bet like if they weren't so squeamish about like religious imagery, they would probably have given her a cross, I bet.
Yeah, you're right. They probably would have.
she has a necklace.
Yeah, she does. And it's like a choker necklace too.
Yeah.
And it's got those three points as if they wanted to make it across. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. I think that's exactly what they were trying to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But they still really nailed it with her design. Like, it's such a cool design. So somebody probably was a huge fan of emo goth lollies and decided to, and was given the great privilege of drawing Marnie and coming up with her design. Because I think her brother, she has like an older brother who's like in a rock band and stuff, and it's super, and like even her, she has like fans and like groupies that also like dress up just very similar to her. So it's very, very funny, like her whole story. But she's a great character.
And how old would you say your Lolly OC is? Little Sword.
12. 12.
12. That's good age.
I figured
age.
That was my guess.
Think you really tried.
Well, I think that age range of between, I mean, everybody has their own personal preference with it, but I think like that range of 8 to 12 is usually like a good a range that lolly artists like to go for, but with their designs.
Yes, and she should stay 12. Don't age anymore.
Yes.
Okay.
Have her stay 12 forever, which she can, because she's a drawn lolly OC, so you can stay small forever.
Yep. She has a really nice chest.
Thank you so much.
Yes, looks great. A delicious flat chest.
At first, when I was drawing her, I didn't know how to draw lollies at all. So her first art looked like she's 10. But finally, I saw a lot of enough like arts and tutorials how to draw lollies. And now she looks perfect.
Oh, yeah, I agree. She looks great in that underwear or bikini, too. It really emphasizes her lack of curves, which is really fun. And the most recent art you posted on your brag, that was something you did on stream.
Yeah.
And I have noticed that you're kind of progressing from, I guess, tamer stuff to more hardcore stuff.
I'm not sure.
So was this one just a kind of a test?
Honestly, it was collaboration with other artists. It's, I don't know how to call it, like Postboo, the toy making, and invited me. And I was like, all right, if it's with other artists, I need to draw something extra, extra cool. Here's porn.
Porn is cool.
That's always a good offer. Yep, it's always a good offer. So it sounds like you actually are, you like to do, you want to do more collabs like in the future, or at least have other artists that you can kind of stream alongside with.
Yeah, it would be perfect. I really want to have artist friend to create OC together, because I think it's really, really cute.
Oh, that's awesome. And you made the right choice being on Chalicast, because now you have some access to some other artists in the server now, if you ever want to hang out with them or talk to them or collab with them. So it was this was a great choice for you.
Thank you. Thank my
best. And of course, anybody who listens to this, you know, when we post it on Barag and stuff, that they might be an artist too that is interested as well. So I mean, you'll have probably plenty more opportunities to certainly talk with people and potentially stream with them. That would definitely be cool. And like when you say like making OCs together, do you mean like that you would be creating OCs side by side, or that you would actually collaborate to make your own OC, like one OC from both of your like ideas and drawing and stuff?
Whatever is it wants.
Oh, nice. Because that'd be pretty cool. to have like two artists kind of working on one particular OC. I don't know if that's usually done very often. I can't think of any like examples of artists doing that, creating one OC like together from their different like ideas and thinking of how it wants to look. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, it will be like our baby, our together.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That could be the backstory lore. Yep.
That would be very interesting. It's like Varag had a baby, basically.
Yes. Keaton Varag.
So when you did get into anime, were there any favorite animes that you really liked to watch?
Ooh, I watched too much anime. Usually it was like ecchi anime that I liked. I honestly, I almost don't remember names. My favorite was My Sister Something Too Hot. My Sister Can't Be That Hot, something like this. And No Game, No Life.
Oh, No Game, No Life. Okay. Yeah. Well, there is a loli character in that from what I remember, I think. Or at least there's like a younger, like teenage girl character, if I recall correctly.
I think that anime was called, it was called My Little Sister Can't Be This Cute. But I love how you did your own spin on it and you changed it to hot.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. And I'm like, wow, that's a very different subtitle before it.
I completely forgot about it. I still have from this time a lot of manga of No Game, No Life and This Sister Too Cute Something. And because it looks different than in anime, it's more ecchi. That's why I remember just like this.
Yeah, that's usually, at least with modern anime, usually the mangas are a lot more overt, a lot more explicit, yeah, with the ecchi a lot of the time. Yeah. And so when you like, that's why it's funny to see people go from the anime to the manga and be like surprised at how much more ecchi there is. And I would imagine you probably keep those mangas on hand for reference, possibly.
No.
Or inspiration.
No, not at all.
Also, it's more just for just entertainment, just reading it.
No, I never read it after. I don't want to touch it anymore. It's here in my room. It's enough. I have my small collection. That's all.
Oh, gotcha.
These days, are there any anime with the loli ecchi? I think it's pretty rare these days.
Yeah.
It is rare, unfortunately.
I did notice in that that one anime we were watching, Hydro, there was a completely necessary scene of a naked loli.
Yep. It was from an anime called The Outcast, The Outcast's Restaurant.
Yeah.
And what happens is he, so it's this kind of like this older man adopts this very cute loli character. And there's an episode where she just comes out of a door like, and she's just completely naked because it was just necessary. And it was just really funny. But it was great.
The excuse was that she didn't have a towel or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. She was like looking for a towel, so she just comes out completely naked.
In reality, the scene was like completely unnecessary. So I was thinking in my head, whoever like made this manga / anime must have been a lolicon, because they like it had no purpose for the story. So
yeah,
that's the thing. Well, like, yeah, I just want a naked loli in my story.
It's very important. Yeah, I kind of wish more. I wish more animes had that kind of fun, loli ecchi stuff. That would be. I mean, I would imagine you'd get even more people becoming fans of loli if that happened.
That would be interesting. Especially in the Kobayashi anime. I don't think they do any ecchi with Kana. I could be wrong about that, but it would have been interesting if they did.
Yeah, no, I don't think they do. It's more like it's more suggestive if they do anything, because she has like a nice butt and everything. But I don't think there's anything from what I remember that was like really super ecchi with her.
So you said that you wanted to do more collabs with different artists. Was there anything else you kind of wanted to do in the future?
Yes. For now, I just want to draw more stylish lollies. Mm-hmm. Just to enjoy this power. I like it. I want to make it popular. Because stylish lollies is the best lollies. And after, maybe I will open commissions. I will try to do more like nude arts. Yes.
Oh, cool. So you're thinking in the future of opening up some commissions then?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so anyone who's listening who likes her art, pay attention to that. Make sure to follow her on Borag right now so you don't miss it. Because, you know, sometimes when artists open up commissions, that those slots get taken up really fast.
Yeah, they do. It's crazy. Some artists will post like the commission thing, and I've seen them like within, like, I think there was one time I saw an artist like post, you know, their commission sheet, and then they at 10, 15 minutes later, it's like, oh, it's all filled up, and they like had like 5 or 6 slots, and then there was already taken up.
That probably happens often with Elgami. They've been in the game for a very long time, so they're quite popular. And I think their slots get taken up like in an instant, basically.
I know that happens with Highware too, like almost instantly.
Right. So what I'm saying is that if you like her art, if you like Sori's art, you got to go follow her right now, because who knows? Maybe those slots will be like taken up, like in a few minutes.
Yeah, and I mean, if you start posting your OC with like new outfits or just other Lolly OC characters that are more like stylish and stuff. I know that you're totally right that like stylish looking lollies are great, and I think a lot of people will see that and I know there's going to be people that totally will want to like commission you to like make more like stylish outfits, which is a win-win for you, right? Because you get commissioned to do what you wanted to do anyway, which is draw stylish lollies.
Exactly. So especially if you like stylish lollies, make sure to commission her once her commissions open up. And Hydra, why don't you boost that latest art she did, just so more people can get eyes on her stuff before the episode. And it's a very nice piece too. I watched some of it. Watched you make some of it during the stream, which was very cool.
Thank you so much. It took like a week to finish this art.
Yeah, I think you put a lot of love into it, and I especially love her butt. Looks very nice.
Thank you.
Yep, that's the highlight for sure.
Very nice shape.
Thank you, you guys.
Yeah, and it's great to see that you've adjusted so well to drawing a lolly, even though you haven't been drawing it for like the NSFW side of it, at least for like a hugely long time. Like, because you joined Borag, it says here, in March of this year.
Yes. Yeah, I'm kind of new.
And so far, you've made some friends with some other artists?
Yes. I'm kind of friends with Insane Animus and Grace, but Grace already left Lolly community.
Oh, so there was someone who left the community?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Yeah, the Lolly Shota community needs to stick together and grow even more and more. Because we have places to be, we have a nice community. We can all like share stuff and be together. So, I'm hoping more artists will stick with it and keep joining, which is great. Because you're an example of that. You're kind of brand new to the NSFW scene, and with the Lolly characters, and that's great. And you're getting your artwork shared and boosted, which is awesome.
Actually, about Lolly community, it's super cool, honestly. I really love it. I can say they kind of saved me, because I was feeling guilty for a long time for like lollies, like lollies arts, RP lollies, or characters and stuff like this. And now it feels like freedom. I love it so much.
Oh yeah, that's like awesome. I think that's happened with artists before, that when they find a place where other people who really like Lolly and really like sharing the art and doing the art, I think it does give you a feeling of freedom, because now you don't, you know, that whatever bad feeling that you had before completely goes away, and you get filled with like a good positive feeling, and then that only grows more and more, and it becomes stronger, and then you just continue doing your art, and you keep seeing like good comments and people wanting to see more of it, and it's great.
Like you can meet some of the nicest people in the Lolly community. I've noticed the Lolly Show community.
Yeah,
who will support you and not judge you for what you like.
Yeah, it's so great, honestly. A lot of people who was watching my stream, they joined my Discord server, and they're so, so sweet and so, so nice. I really love to talk with them, and we basically become kind of like friends. We're playing video games together, watching shows, talking like about usual stuff, not about lollies, because I don't know, they're cool.
Right, exactly. It is fun to have friends who like Lolly Show, but you don't like spend the entire time talking with them about Lolly Show, right? Because there's other things to talk about. But it's the sort of thing where, like, even if you're doing something else not related to Lolly Show, it's nice to know that they don't have a problem with it. In fact, they like it. So it's a very like safe and free feeling when you have friends like that. And it's awesome that you found people like that to hang out with.
Yeah, and sometimes it helps me with inspo for arts. But most of the time I tell them, no, it's a bad idea. But anyway, it's nice to know their opinion, to hear their advices, what to do, what to fix, how to do.
Yeah, it's cool that people are trying to give you advice, and maybe you don't always follow the advice. Maybe you don't think it's always a great idea, but it's still nice that they're trying to help you out.
Well, because it shows they're trying to be well. Usually, the way you kind of look at it is when you know that people are giving you advice or are giving you ideas, it shows that they care about your art, right?
Yes,
that they care about what you create. And so they're willing to help out. And you know, whether or not you want to draw what they suggest is up to you, but it still at least goes to show that they're there to support you.
Exactly. It's so nice.
And it is great to be able to talk with people about other subjects and other things that you like. But also be able to like pivot back to Lolly, or you know, have kind of do some fun NSFW things talking about Lolly and stuff, and not have to worry about it at all. You can just very casually talk about that.
Exactly. You know, that's one of the great things about doing this podcast is that we talk about Lolly, but we don't only talk about Lolly. So it's kind of, and we don't only talk about Shota, of course. I'm not neglecting the Shota cons. But the point is, it's nice to talk about other stuff with Lolly Show people too, because, We all have different interests, and it's nice to listen to people talk about that stuff. It might be anime or cartoons or whatever, and know that the people talking about it aren't also gonna judge you for liking Lolly Show. And I think that's one of the reasons why people like this podcast.
What other games do you play aside from the one that you told us about? Because you said that you mostly like kind of the more like cute games, or the games where you can like dress up characters. Are there any other games that you really liked playing that are similar?
Generally, I like video games.
Oh, so in general, what are some of your favorite video games that you've played recently?
It's hard to say. Like my favorite game, I guess it's Cyberpunk. I have Hoodie Cyberpunk. It's so cool. I love it so much. But in general, I love kind of horror games or some sort of acoustic games like Space Station 14, Project Zomboid, Phasmophobia, and...
Oh, I love Phasmophobia. Yep, Phasmophobia is good.
Yeah, it's super cool.
I hate it though when the ghost spawns on top of you though. I had that happen in the lighthouse level. It's so, so annoying. because you can't escape at all. You're done. Once that happens.
Also, that can just happen.
Well, yeah, like that. There's a lighthouse level, and what makes it really hard is there's 10 stories to it. So if you get a ghost right at the very, very top, there's a chance that when you go up to the very top of the lighthouse, that they'll spawn right at the steps when you go up there if they're being aggressive. And you literally cannot escape if it spawns on top of you. There's like nothing you can do.
Damn.
Even if you had like a crucifix, which would normally stop them. For those of you who are Phasmophobia fans, I'm sure some of you might be like super godlike players that you probably know how to stop it, but it's pretty hard. But it's also a very fun level because there's like so many different rooms. It's crazy. And you said you like other horror games. What are some other horror games that you like? Because I like them too. It depends on like the genre of horror games. Like I love the Resident Evil series, for example. But sometimes that leans more into like action and puzzle solving as opposed to like other games where it's more just the scary factor.
I like not this kind of iconic horror games because I missed it. I missed a lot of video games because I didn't have my own PC for a long, long time. But I spent a lot of time on Lethal Company, on Panic Horror.
Oh, Panic Horror, yep, yeah. Yep, I think I've heard of that one, yep.
Honestly, it's kind of boring. It's scary first hour, and after this, you're just like, no, boring.
Have you tried Silent Hill yet?
No.
That's a great one.
Yeah, you might enjoy it.
Awesome.
I'm sure I will be scared as fuck.
Well, it sounds like you like being scared as fuck because you're playing horror games all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Silent Hill's really great. Did you ever play it can sometimes be scary, but I know there's like Repo is like that recent like game that came out. That one's pretty fun because you can play with other players collecting like treasures and stuff. I like Repo. I think it's pretty fun.
It is.
And that's a horror game?
It can be like the idea is you have to collect different like random like treasures and like objects around a level. But while you're doing so, there's different monsters that are in the level that have different abilities and powers, and they'll chase you down and attack you, but in different ways. So you have to like figure out different ways to deal with them, either by distracting them or like using a weapon on them. But your weapons are kind of limited. Unless you can buy them. It's a very fun game because you have to be able to escape back to where you started off at the end of the level. And that's tricky because the monsters start to get more aggressive.
So you said that you really like doing stylish lollies and you want to do more of that in the future. Is there anything else that you really want to do with lollies, or do you have any like special fetishes involving lollies?
Kind of, yes, but I'm not sure if I will manage to draw it, because I'm not sure in my skills. Yeah, like for example, last art that I made, that I posted, it's like, it sucks. It's definitely sucks.
Yeah, yes, it is. It
yeah,
is a
definitely sucks. And I spent a whole week to draw it cool. It's something new, it's something hard. And honestly, I'm kind of like, slightly guru stuff, but I'm sure it will be such a big pain in the ass to draw some stuff like this. So I don't know.
Well, you could always start more simple, and maybe draw some stuff with blood, and just kind of ease into it rather than taking on something that might be a little too hard for you to start out with, right? You could always do that.
I will think about it.
I guess it makes sense that you're kind of into the guru stuff or the gore stuff since you like horror.
Oh yeah. I wasn't thinking about this.
Have you thought about like, I mean, this probably will, you might think about doing this in the future as you improve and you get better, but have you thought about like doing, you know, like a short like comic that's only one page and like maybe like a couple different like images of like a short story, because sometimes that can help you. It can sometimes help challenge you. Like, it'll be hard, but it'll also help you be like, okay, well, I want the first image to be like this, and then the second image to be like this, and then the third and final image be like this. And then you feel pretty good when you get it all done, because you're like, oh, cool, I told like a little story as in my drawings.
Honestly, I tried, and I didn't like it. I like it. It's a great idea, but I need to make everything perfect. I need to draw perfect art. I need to draw perfect comics and to draw really cool small comics, like small story. You need to learn a lot of stuff how to do it perfect.
I mean, that's kind of the challenge of being being an artist is... You have to make mistakes, and you have to learn from the mistakes, and it is usually tough because you got to learn so many different things. But that's why you try to do a little bit at a time instead of trying to do it all at once. And I know a lot of artists want things to be perfect. I myself have that challenge too when I write. Like, I always want all my dialogue and all the stuff that happens to be perfect, but. Yeah, if you were trying to be perfect, then that's good to strive for. But of course, then again, if you're not perfect, it means that you're able to improve something and make it even better, which is good overall, because it means that you'll become better over time.
Yeah, of course, I understand it. I just really feel like I need time to learn how to make comics. Like, she has her own logic. At least for fun, it's cool to learn it.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, you don't have to, like, that's why, like I said, you start off very simple. Like, you don't even really need to make, like, a comic per se. It's more like you just make, like, a series of just like, two or three drawings, but they're meant to, like, follow, like, a story of what's happening with the character. But you don't necessarily have to make, like, an actual... layout of a comic, like drawing like the panels and stuff. You just make the images and tell a story, and that still counts as like doing something like a comic, because you're showing how what a character is doing in the beginning, what happens in the middle, and what happens in the end.
So it's been a great episode with you, Sori, and it looks like you have a pomp, you have a brag, and anyone who likes lollies, anyone who likes Lolly NSFW and stylish lollies, make sure to follow her, and she will be opening up commissions in the future, or at least she'd like to. So that's another good reason to follow her, so you can make sure to get those commissions in. And it sounds like she's looking forward to doing more collabs with artists, so it's very possible you might see your very favorite artist working with Sori, and that'll be awesome, because she's trying to get herself more established in the community. So, be sure to help her out with that. Like her posts and boost her posts and leave very nice comments on her art.
And watch her streams whenever she streams.
Yes.
Because I know there's people who absolutely love going on Pomp. Because, you know, when you get to see your artist drawing in real time and talking and then, like, stuff like that, that I think they have a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounded like when people are... hanging out with her and letting her have a nice time with them, it means a lot to her. Like she mentioned earlier that the LollyCon community kind of saved her because she was feeling a little guilty over liking Lolly. So it's really nice when people like create that kind of warm and welcoming environment. So we should keep doing that. So everyone who helped out Sori should give themselves a pat on the back.
Yes.
Please.
Yes. See, she's asking nicely, and you have to respond in kind, and then you'll get to see more very cute lolly OCs from her, and more stylish ones, which is going to be really cool.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what you come up with. Yeah,
yeah. That's what I'm curious about. Is it's kind of fun when you say that you're going to be wanting to make new outfits and stuff, because then people get to wonder what it's going to be like. And then when it gets revealed, it's very exciting.
Exactly.
So we're looking forward to that.
So people can listen to this episode and then eagerly await the revealing of the stylish outfits that Sori is going to draw. And I'm looking forward to seeing it myself.
So thank you for joining us, Sori. We had a really great time talking to you. And we hope that you continue to improve your art. I think you're making some pretty amazing progress for only just starting in the NSFW space for Lolly. I mean there have been people who've been, you know, working longer than that, and you know, they still, you know, they face challenges and they're improving. And I think it's great that you're continuing to work hard at it and that you feel good doing it. That's the biggest thing, is that you're excited to do it. You're glad you're part of the community. And I think your friend space on your Discord and Barag are probably going to keep growing the more you improve.
I hope so.
I'm sure it will.
Especially after this episode, expect your follower count to skyrocket.
Hopefully. Yep. I mean, we always share it everywhere on Barag ATF. And I usually boost it with DGen Comics, which has quite a few followers. So your recent post was boosted with that. So that hopefully will give you even more viewers, which would be great.
Yeah, and it's nice to support, you know, newer artists in the scene and stuff. You know, people who don't necessarily have like thousands of followers yet. It's nice to help them out because they deserve recognition too. Like, if you look at Sori's latest art, I think that ass definitely deserves a lot of recognition.
Yep. Deserves like a big boost symbol right on her butt. Yep.
A big spank, yeah.
Oh my god. Thank you.
Thank you for being on.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting.